when you see a guy like, I know you don't coach him, mm-hmm. but you're back there, see what the Honey Badger's doing. What do you think?
Oh, man. He is a vet, and he plays with a lot of savvy. You can tell he has a lot of confidence in his ability and his ability to make plays. And when he does those things, other guys feed off that, and I think he makes guys around him better. So I'm happy he's here. Thrilled.
How has the improvement in the secondary help you guys out?
You know, this game is so difficult. You know, it takes 11 guys on every single play to be successful. It's not like basketball where you can give the ball to LeBron and say, go score 50. So, you know, we're always trying to improve on every level, D-line, linebacker, secondary. As one group gets better, we all get better.
Maybe Deshaun and say, go score 50?
Yeah, that'd be nice, man. That'd be nice. Shoot, we saw what he could do a year ago. I mean, I tell you what, that game last year, we played Tennessee and we scored whatever, how many points. I know a lot of people had a lot of fun, but we had like 30 snaps on defense, and my guys were so frustrated that they weren't playing. So as much fun as that is, y'all like playing defense too.
You're talking about Tyron, the Honey Badger. What about his personality that he brings? How much of a plus is that?
You know, I hate the word, and I never like to use it, but he has a lot of swagger. You know, he has a lot of swagger, and he's a guy that, like I said, when he brings that energy and that passion and that vet savvy, that experience to the field, you can't help but get better as a whole.
So why don't you like that word?
That's like a young, it's like a young kid word. You know,
I'm pushing
40 here pretty soon. I can't say swagger. I can't be dabbing and things like that. Like, I'm old. I'm an old man.
You should be 62.
Thanks, buddy. No problem.
I think you jumped in late, but can you talk a little bit about JJ and obviously working his way back from another injury? But, you know, what are your expectations for him heading into camp and this year? He obviously has a lot of expectations on himself.
I expect zero drop-off from that guy. Anybody that knows him knows the work he's going to put forth and the expectations he has in himself. So I expect to see the JJ we've always seen. For us, it's just a matter of being smart, knowing the miles he has on that body and trying to get him out there on the field, because when he's out there, he's going to be disruptive and he's going to make plays.
How about Jadeveon Clowney, the growth that he's shown in just a few short years? Last year, obviously, he was able to be healthy and he was available for the whole year. How much do you expect him to sort of build on that? And what about what's in the future for him? How much ceiling is there still for him?
I think the ceiling's still pretty high. He's a guy that has limitless talent. And when it all comes together, and I still think we're building towards that, it could be truly, truly special. And we've already seen how amazing it's been. So the goal is always to improve. There's obviously facets of his game we need to continue to work on. And as it goes, it could be pretty scary.
And how about Romeo Crennel back there calling plays? What's it like having him out there on the field?
You know, I love Rack. Rack is he obviously brings a wealth of experience. He's a very calming influence out there, which I don't think you can talk enough about. For all the knowledge he has in terms of schematics and X's and O's, I think more the demeanor that he brings, the players feed off that. It's a quiet confidence, and I think you see our defense go out there and play exactly the same way.
It's a little bit different than Mike Vrabel's.
I love Mike Vrabel too. There's more than one way to skin a cat, right? And they're just different. But I love Braves. I wish him all the best. I wish he wasn't in another division, because we're going to have to get after him a little bit.
As a former player, now as a coach, you know, what is it that you can learn from a guy like Romeo Crennel, who's had so much experience in the league?
I feel like I learn from Rack every day. He sees some very intricate parts of the game that only a guy that's done it as long as he has can see. Whether that's, like I said, from an X and O standpoint, maybe it's just in dealing with certain personalities on the team. He knows how to handle it and handle it in a way that's going to be positive. So I'm always trying to learn from him and watch from him and watch him. And I'm fortunate I sit next to him on the plane, so I'm always picking his brain and asking things like that. So I love him to death, and I'm happy he's back in charge.
You've got some pretty big personalities on the D-line, too. Fun.
I do. And fortunately, I consider myself even keel, so I can manage them. But we do. We have a lot of fun personalities, and the beauty about it is that they know how to flip the switch. They know when to have fun, and they know when to work. And as long as we have that, we'll always be all right.
Thank you.